The sixth parak deals solely with the halachas of kisui hadam. What is kisui hadam? So we're going to start with the pasuk in Vayikra Yud Zayin that says that when you do a shechita on either a chaya or an of, a chaya is a non-domesticated animal, an of is a bird. When you do a shechita on one of those, but not a behema, not a domesticated animal, and you have the blood has to be covered up. As the pasuk says, v'chisahu be'afar, you have to cover it with earth, and that is the subject of our perek. Mishnah Aleph says as follows: Kisui Adam noeg ba'aretz ubechutz la'aretz. We have this chiyuv, this mitzvah of kisui Adam, whether it's in the land of Israel or outside the land of Israel, bifnei habayis v'shelo bifnei habayis, whether we have a base of mikdash or we don't have a base of mikdash. Bachulin avolo b'mukdash, and here it only applies to chulin animals, which are non-korbanos animals. It does not apply to korbanos. V'noheg bechayo ba'of, as we mentioned, based on the pasuk. It is required when shechting a chaya, a wild animal, an of, a bird, not a behema, domesticated animal, b'mezuman u'b'sheinu b'mezuman, whether it's in your possession, so you had it, so you did shechit on something that you had, or maybe it was something out that you caught it in the wild. Either way, as long as it fits the requirements of being a chaya or an of, and you do a shechita, there is a requirement of kisui adam, and v'noheg b'koi, a koi, a certain type of animal, we're not sure whether it's classified as a behema or a chaya, so we are going to be machmir on it, that if you shecht a koi, you have to do kisui adam ibnei shu safek. When we have a safek, it's a doraisa, we have to be machmir. The ain shochtin osa biyomtav, however, don't do shchita on it on yomtav, because maybe it's not a chaya, maybe it's a behema, and you're not allowed to do the kisui adam on a behema on yomtav. Vim shachato ain mechasim es dama. But if you did shchita on yomtav, still don't do the kisui adam, because it may be a behema. You're not allowed to do the kisui adam on behema. Mishnah Beis gets into an interesting discussion. Is it enough when you do a shchita on an animal that obligates the requirement of kisui adam? What if it's a shchita that does not permit you to eat the meat? So the Mishnah says as follows: Hashochet v'nimtza treifa. If you did shechita on the animal, so we have a technical shechita, but it turns out the animal is a treifa, so you're not allowed to eat that meat. You found some internal fatal flaw inside of it that makes it a treifa. Can't be eaten. Vashochet l'avodah zarah. Somebody did a technical shechita, shechted an animal, but he's shechting it to worship an avodah zarah. That's asur b'hana. Vashochet chulin bifnim. If somebody took chulin, which is regular, a non-korban animal, and shechted it inside the base of mikdash, inside the azar, the base of mikdash, that's asur b'hana. You can have benefit from it. You can't eat it. V'kochim b'chutz. Or somebody took a korban and shechted it outside the azar, outside the base of mikdash. We're talking now specifically about a bird off offering, because you can't have chayas as offerings in the base of mikdash, only behemas, and kisui adam only applies to chayas, not behemas. So we're talking about an of, which could be brought in the base of mikdash as a korban, and somebody brought that of, as which was supposed to be brought as a korban, it was kochim, and brought it outside. So that is usr bahana, that's the isr shchut echutz, chaya v'of aniskalim. Or if we have a chaya or an of that the Beis Din made a decision that it has to be put to death by a stoning because it killed a person, and accordingly that's asr banan. Before the skila, somebody did a shchita on it. Rabbi Meir Mechayev, Rabbi Meir says there's still a technical shchita. Shchita was done even though it doesn't permit anyone to eat of the meat, but we just look at having a technical shchita. Accordingly, there's an obligation of kisui adam. V'chachamim pochim. Chachamim say, if you look at the pasuk says, asher yayachel, you do a shchita on something that is edible. So there's only a chiyuv of kisui adam when the shchita permits you to eat it, and none of these can be eaten. Accordingly, there's no chiyuv of kisui adam. But even Rabbi Meir would agree in certain situations that there's not going to be a chiyuv of kisui adam, and that is when you don't have a kosher shechita. So you didn't even have a kosher technical shechita. Then Rabbi Meir would agree as follows: Hashochet v'nis nabla biyado. If somebody did a shechita and he made it into an avela, which means it wasn't a kosher shechita. For example, he only cut way partially through the food pipe and the windpipe, so that would make the animal into an avela. Hanocher, or he shechted in the wrong place. For example, he shechted through the nostrils, v'ma'aker, instead of a smooth moving of the knife back and forth, he uprooted the windpipe or the food pipe, so he tore it instead of cutting it. He used a serrated edge, for example. In those situations, it is not a technical shechita at all. It's not a kosher shechita. Accordingly, patur melechasos, there's going to be no obligation to do kisui adam. Mishnah Gimel Cheresh Shota Vekatan Sheshachatu Vacherim Roinosan. Well, how about if the Shechita was done by somebody who's typically not kosher to the Shechita? A Cheresh is a deaf mute. A Shota, somebody who's insane. A Katan, below the age of Bar Mitzvah. They did the Shechita, but there was somebody else above the age of Bar Mitzvah who did not fall into the category of those. And this is a person who knows the halachas of Shechita, was supervising, so they were watching. That is going to be a kosher Shechita. That's what we saw in the very first Mishnah of our Masechta. Accordingly, because that is going to be a kosher Shechita, had supervision, Chayav L'chasot, there is going to be an obligation of Kisui Adam. It's not going to be the Chayav Shot of a Katan to the Kisui Adam, but it's going to be an observer who shot, who's not a Chayav Shot of a Katan. There's not going to be an obligation of Kisui Adam. Beina L'be'atzman. However, if one of these three, the Chayav Shot of a Katan, did the Shechita without supervision, Potum L'chasot, there is not going to be a kosher Shechita there. Accordingly, without a kosher Shechita, there is not going to be a Chayav of Kisui Adam. V'chein L'inan also benog. We're going back to the prior parak that we saw that there is an obligation, or there's actually a prohibition in the Torah to not shecht a mother and its offspring in the same day. So the same thing applies with the oso ve'esmeno sheshachatu v'acherim roinosan. If we had acher shot of a katan that did the shechita with the supervision of somebody who can be supervising, accordingly, asur lishchot achareim. If they did the shechita on the first of the animal, somebody was supervising, it is a lav, it's prohibited to shecht the second of either the mother or the offspring. However, if the cheir shot of the katan did the shechita beinan lebein atzman by themselves without having somebody supervise, in that situation, is there going to be a prohibition of shechting the second one? Rabbi Meir matir lishchot achareim. Rabbi Meir says it's highly unlikely that a cheir shot and katan without supervision did a kosher shechita. Accordingly, there's going to be no iser to shecht the second of the mother of the offspring. Chachamim say it's still possible, even though it's a remote possibility, but it's still possible that the shechita was valid. Accordingly, there's going to be an iser to shecht the second of the animals. Umodim shim shachat. However, even Chachamim would agree that if number two was shechted, somebody went and shecht the second of the mother of the offspring, sheino sofek as arbaim, that there's going to be no malchus for that violation of the law, because truth be told, maybe the shechita was invalid when it was done by the cheir shot of a takatan that was not supervised, and accordingly, no malchus for this person who does the second shechita. Mishnah Dalet discusses if we need to do kisui adam on each and every animal that shechted, or if we can do a whole bundle of them together. If you shecht a few of them, you can just do the kisui adam after that lot. So Mishnah Dalet says as follows: Shachar, if somebody did shechita me'achayas b'malkom echad, 100 animals, 100 chayas specifically in one place, you have a pool of blood, kisui echad l'kulam, you only need one act of covering that blood. Me'a ofos b'malkom echad, same thing applies when you do 100 birds in one place, kisui echad l'kulam, you only need one act of covering for all them together. You don't have to cover each animal separately. Wait till you're going to be finishing up your shechitas, and then do it afterward one time. Chaya v'of b'makom echad. How about if you combine? You had a chaya and of, or 100 chayas and 100 ofos in one place. Again, kisui echad l'kulam. There's only one act of covering like required for all of them. Reb Yehuda Omer, he disagrees. Reb Yehuda Omer, shachat chaya, yichasena, v'acharka yishchot et ha'of. There's a separate obligation when it comes to chayas and of. It says a chaya or of in the pasuk that teaches us about the obligations of kisui adam. So because it says chaya or of, it means that they have to be done separately. So once you've finished your chayas, do one covering, and then you can start your offs, and when you finish all your offs, then you do a separate covering. Shachat v'lo kisahu v'ro acher. What happens if the person who did shechita did not do the kisui adam? He's obligated. He's primarily obligated to do that, but he did not, and somebody else was observing and saw that. That observer is chayav l'chasos. It's not only on the person who does the shechita, it's a communal obligation as well. So primarily the one who does the shechita, but thereafter what everyone is obligated. Kisahu v'niskala patum l'chasos. What happens if a person did do the kisui adam and it became uncovered? Somebody kicked off whatever, the covering of dirt that he put on, or the wind came and blew it off. You don't have to put it back on. You're only obligated one time. However, kisau al ruach, at the first time it was covered was by the wind. And then thereafterward, it got uncovered in that situation because it wasn't a person who did the covering, but the wind did the initial covering, and then it got uncovered. Chayev lechasas, we're going to be obligated to recover that blood. Mishnah Hay discusses when we have mixtures of liquid, so we have some of the blood that came forth from the shechita that's obligated, but it got mixed with other liquids or another liquid that is not obligated with the kisui adam dam, shinisari b'mayim. If we have the blood that you have to do kisui adam on, but it got mixed with water, so are you obligated or not? So it depends. Im yesh bo maris dam, if it still looks like blood, it has the color of blood red, chayav lechasas, there's still going to be an obligation to do kisui adam, nisara b'mayim. What happens if the blood that's obligated got mixed in with red wine that's not obligated? Roi noso kilu b'mayim. What we do is we look at that red wine as if it is water in that specific amount, and accordingly we would look at it as if it is water, and we would say, in that situation, if we had that amount of water, would it still look like blood, or would it not look like blood? Accordingly, that would be our test, and it depends. Depends the percentages. Nisara bidam habehema o bidam achaya. How about if that dam that is obligated got mixed in with the blood of a behema that is not obligated, or it got mixed in with the blood of a chaya? Chayas are obligated, but we're talking about the type of blood of a chaya that would not be obligated. For example, it didn't come forth from the shechita. It was bleeding from another limb that is not obligated by kisui adam, and that non-obligated blood got mixed in with the blood that is obligated. Roin oso kilu mayim. We look at it again as if that liquid that is not obligated is water, and if we had that mixture together, would it still be obligated or would not have an obligation of kisui adam? Rabbi Yehuda Omer ein dam mivatal dam. Rabbi Yehuda is of the view that as long as you have a little bit blood that is obligated, even if you have a ton of blood that get mixed in, that's not obligated. We have a concept of blood cannot nullify blood, and you're always going to be obligated. As long as you have a tiny amount of blood that is obligated, you can have an obligation to do kisui adam. Mishnah Vav, do you need to cover all blood or just a little bit of the blood? So Mishnah Vav says as follows, dam hanitas b'sha'al hasakin. If you have blood that's spritzed on the wall, it spritzed to another place, or you have some that's on the sakin or on the shechita knife, chayiv lechasos, you are obligated to cover it. What does that mean? We're going to qualify that. Now, Amar Abiyud Emasai, when would we have that obligation? Bizman she'ein sham dam elahu. When that's the only blood, in that situation, we are going to need to go and peel that blood off the wall or take it off the sakin, the knife, and then we are going to have to cover it on the top and the bottom. There's actually an obligation to cover it, not only the top, but there is an obligation to cover the blood from the bottom as well, which means that it's in the pasuk says v'kisal be'afar, in the earth. So you have to have earth on the bottom and the earth on the top. So you're going to have to take that blood that's on the wall or on the knife, and you're going to have it done properly. You're going to have earth on the bottom and earth on the top. So you're going to have to do kisal dam that way. But that's talking about Amar Rabbi Yehuda Eimas Abizman She'en Sham Dam Elahu. We're talking about that's the only blood you have. You didn't do Kisui Adam on any other blood of Al Yesh Sham Dam Shalohu. However, if you have other blood that is not that, so if you did the Kisui Adam properly on other blood, Patum Lachaso, that blood that was on the wall or on the knife, there's no obligation. So in other words, you don't have to do the Kisui Adam on all the blood. You just have to make sure you do it on a little bit, and that absolves the rest from the Chiyuv of Kisui Adam. Last Mishnah of the Perek, Mishnah Zayin, the question that we grapple with here is the Pasuk says that you have to do the kisui adam with afar, which is earth. Can you use other materials as well? B'meh mechasin v'meh mechasin. What do we cover with and what do we not cover with? Mechasin b'zevel adak. It's not only earth, but you can use as well fine manure. U'b'chol hadak, you can use fine sand. B'seed, you can use lime. U'b'charsit, you can use crushed pottery. Uvelevena uvemagufa shetashan. You can use earthenware. Levena is a brick, or magufa is a cover, it's earthenware cover, if you ground it up. So now you're making it into fine material, fine item that's similar to adama. That's the key here. It's similar to the afar, similar to the earth. So as long as you grind it up, that would be permitted. Aval ein mechasin lo bezevel agas. However, you're not permitted to do the kisui adam with thick manure, velo bechol hagas, and not with thick sand, globular sand. That's not going to work. That's not similar to the earth. And you also cannot use earthenware, a brick, or an earthenware cover that you did not grind up. You can't just take a cover and cover it up. You may think, I just have to have it covered. It has to be covered with an item that is similar to earth. It has to be ground up and fine. But Rabbi Gamliel gave a general rule for this. An item that you can plant in, and the plant will grow, you can do the kisui adam with, like the earth, you can plant in it. But what would not grow tzemach, a plant, you cannot use for the kisui adam. There's a lot of disgust on what this means, because certain of the materials that we listed, like crushed pottery, you can't grow things in, and the Meforshim have a lot of explanations as to how this principle is actually applied. Have a wonderful day.